Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and your preacher today, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, with a preaching I'm calling Bone of My Bone. We have two great readings that play off of each other today. The first one is from the book of Genesis. We've been reading those creation stories. And we finally get to that part. It starts, "The Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a helper as his partner." And then God makes all these animals, bringing them to the man, but none of them are quite right. So the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh, and the rib that the Lord had taken from the man he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken." Then the gospel is from Mark, and this Syrophoenician woman gets the best of Jesus in the end. I'll read the whole thing of that. "Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered the house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now, the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, 'Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs.' But she answered him, 'Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.' Then he said to her, 'For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter.' So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone." Thus ends the gospel. The Syrophoenician woman may have been bowed down at Jesus' feet, but she wasn't taking no guff. And she comes right back at him that she deserves this miracle for her daughter. And of course, it's her faith that is the thing that Jesus needs to do the miracle. But she knew that she was worth this miracle, even though she's a Gentile, even though Jesus says no. Take that now, looking at the first reading. All those animals were not suitable helpmates for the man, because they're different. He needs someone who's equal. So God takes a piece of him, makes the woman, and that's why it says, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." It's the radical equality between Adam and Eve that make them suited for each other. There's so many ways where we want to rank people and say this is the in-group and the out-group and these people are better than those people. But in the end, it's that we're all bone of my bones and we're all radically equal. And that's why we're meant to be together. And any time we make somebody unequal, we are going against God's plan.